A reading from the book of Revelation. God's temple in heaven was opened, and the Ark of His covenant could be seen in the temple. A great sign appeared in the sky, a woman clothed with the sun with the moon beneath her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. She was with child and wailed aloud in pain as she labored to give birth. Then another sign appeared in the sky. It was a huge red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns, and on its heads were 7 diadems. Its tail swept away a third of the stars in the sky and hurled them down to the earth. Then the dragon stood before the woman about to give birth to devour her child when she gave birth. She gave birth to a son, a male child, destined to rule all the nations with an iron rod. Her child was caught up to God and His throne. The woman herself fled into the desert, where she had a place prepared by God. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, "Now have salvation and power come in the kingdom of our God and the authority of His anointed one." The word of the Lord. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through man, the resurrection of the dead also came through man. For just as in Adam all die, so too in Christ shall all be brought to life. But each one in proper order. Christ the first fruits, then at his coming, those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he hands over the kingdom of his God and Father, when he has destroyed every sovereignty and every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death, for he subjected everything under his feet. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believe that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked upon his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He scattered the proud in their conceit. He's cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned home. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
These words are taken from the first reading that we heard proclaimed. God's temple in heaven was opened, and the Ark of the Covenant could be seen in the temple. Ark. I used to be quite a movie fan. I used to go to a lot of movies when I could, and when on vacation, I would go to two matinees because it was cheap. But I haven't been to a movie for a long time, but there are movies that I have seen that I really like. And if I had to put this movie on my list, it would certainly be in the top 20 for me. And that is Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark. There is a scene in the movie that I can relate to so well when Indiana and his compatriot pinpointed where the Ark was buried. And so as they were digging along with other people helping them, it started to get dark and thunder and lightning. And when they removed the top of it, his compatriots said, "The ground is moving." So Indiana threw a torch down to the bottom, and it was snakes. And he rolled on his back and he said, "Snakes. Why did it have to be snakes?" I can relate to that because I hate snakes. When I was in Africa for 3 months serving as a deacon, the pastor and I were traveling from the capital city of Blantyre to Nakata Bay, where we lived. And on our way, he saw a number of his parishioners running alongside the road. So several days later, when he saw them, he said, "Well, what were you running from?" "Oh," they said, "Father, it was a python, but it was just a small one. It was only 10 feet long. If it was 1 inch long, I would still hate snakes." Indirectly, we hear the word ark, like obviously, is recorded several times, but also there's an indication of snakes. I think we're all fearful of snakes, but especially the one we must be all fearful of is Satan. But we certainly have an advocate who can help us, and that is the Blessed Virgin Mary, which I will explain later. In our first reading today, taken from the book of Revelation, we hear the word ark several different times. An ark can be a ship, a boat, that we're most familiar with, is with Noah. When Noah was called by God to build an ark for he and his family, he wanted to save them because they were the only good people that he saw. And they were to take on this ark a pair of every kind of animal. These were to be saved when the ravaged waters of flood would come to destroy evil around them. They would be safe. We also understand the word ark as well as a holy place, as we would know the Ark of the Covenant. It was so important for the Israelites to have the Ark of the Covenant in their possession because they knew that God was with them. There was one time in their battle in which the Philistines had won. And what they had done, they had captured the ark and had taken it with them. And they felt that God had abandoned them. But in sacred scripture, three perhaps different connotations of what the scripture scholars are trying to figure out, what St. John meant regarding ark in the passage for today. There's three different thoughts. The first one was that it was the fulfillment of the 12 tribes of Israel. The 12 tribes of Israel did not necessarily get along, and actually they fought quite a bit. Even King David was worried that this dissension among themselves could cause them to be not unified. He would hope that they would be. And so, therefore, seeing that the Ark of the Covenant in heaven in the temple was an indication to them that they had finally reconciled and they were one. A second understanding of the word ark in our passage for today is probably what we would know is that of the Blessed Virgin Mary. There is a litany called the Loreto Litany of Mary, composed, I believe, somewhere around 1450. The people then believed that Mary was the Ark of the Covenant. It was she that brought forth the Savior into the world. Her womb became the ark. God would send his Son perfect through a perfect vessel into the world. And so it was to be a sign that indeed, that God indeed is present and God is here. Mary had to undergo the temptations of the evil one. As we heard in the passage for today, even though she would be kept safe, that there would still be challenges and the evil one would do in his power to corrupt people. But Mary is our advocate. Mary is our pattern. And if you're ever familiar seeing a statue of the Blessed Virgin Mary, you see her standing at the back of the head of the serpent, saying what Eve had done in caving into the evil one, Mary resisted and put the devil in his place. The third understanding of what scripture scholars see of the word ark is the church. It isn't so much evident now, but towards the end of the book of Revelation, John envisions the kingdom of God or the church coming down from God out of the clouds. The church is to be the advocate for us, a place where we gather in faith, and it becomes a refuge for us, knowing that God indeed is present here. And Mary, who had set the pattern in her life, now the church continues. So I hope today that helps you to understand what it means by ark, that Mary indeed is the ark of the covenant. In our prayer that is hopefully known to each and every one of us, the Hail Mary, we pray at the end, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. She is our advocate. She is the one that will plead for us. She holds us dearly to us, that where she has gone, which was a proper place for her to be in heaven, not in the corruption of the earth, the ark is there. And now we hope and pray that all of us will follow the will of God, and through her intercession and prayers, we hope that we too will share in God's glory. Done so through the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Ark of the Covenant, who bore the Savior and brought him into the world.